USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasters predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are already facing hazardous roads, power outages, and water shutoffs from the winter storms, and more is forecast on the way. The weather has led to at least 26 deaths. More than 3 million homes in Texas were without power as of Tuesday evening. State Senator Melissa Melendez, the Republican from Lake Elsinore, California, has introduced two legislative proposals that are designed to counter cancel culture. Under Melendez's bill, political affiliation would be considered a protected class, as is race, gender, or sexual orientation. Melendez says cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all of us. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The coronavirus levels in America is dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Health officials say the dramatic drop in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is because of social distancing measures and more vaccines. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show we need to keep our guard up for just a little bit longer.
We're just about to enter a really big storm. We will get through that storm, and by the later spring, I think things will be much, much easier to open. I'm just asking people to hold on a little bit longer.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The EPA has a list of disinfectants for use against COVID-19. Look for products with active ingredients such as ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, or quaternary ammonium. NASCAR has a road course race this weekend. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona is Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Impeachment proceedings against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could be in the works. Reports are stating Ms. Pelosi was warned of possible violence at the Capitol last month and refused to shore up security. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will try to establish a 9/11-style commission to investigate the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Republican lawmakers have asked the Speaker for details about what she knew about security threats before that day. Representative Mike Turner says that Capitol Police presented the House's sergeant-at-arms with evidence that there could be violence. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that Pelosi needs to address what happened with that intelligence.
But he had informed the sergeant-at-arms, and the sergeant-at-arms had declined that additional support. Now, everyone assumed, and the understanding is the Sergeant of Arms reports directly to the Speaker of the House, he would certainly have gone to her and to her office and requested and given them the information and requested guidance before he would have rejected that additional protection. So this is going to be pretty important, because if it turns out that Nancy Pelosi turned down additional protection for the Capitol, she may have, in the end, brought forth articles of impeachment because she turned down appropriate protection for the Capitol.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden on Tuesday said that the COVID-19 vaccine will be available to every American who wants it by the end of July, and that we'll have over 600 million doses ready to go. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryke.